Dear God, we do give you praise for this day. And we thank you, Lord, for your presence in our midst. We can feel your presence, God, and we just give you thanks and praise for the confidence that that gives us. As we hear your word, Lord, extending out of Mark, we ask for your powerful anointing to be upon each of us. Help me, Lord, get out of the way so that your word may be understood. In Jesus' name, amen. Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him. You see, touch is a powerful, powerful thing, isn't it? Touch that is unhealthy and harmful can scar a soul deeply, and touch that is healthy and loving can restore to health almost any wound. There have been many studies on the idea of healthy touch. As a matter of fact, as I was researching this sermon, I Googled healthy touch and got about 700,000 hits. I Googled perception of touch and got over 8 million hits. The health benefits of healthy touch are very well known. Yet what has happened the last few years in the U.S. culture, and therefore within the churches in the U.S. regarding touch, have been quite astounding, really. We have shied away from touch. In the United Methodist Church, we have what's called the safe sanctuaries. And that is the policy that each church is supposed to have, both from a conference level and at a local level on how adults take care of youth. Here at First Church, we abide by our safe sanctuaries policy and you all have established, and I think it's extremely important. As a matter of fact, Jamie really feels passionate about safe sanctuary, and she feels so passionate about it that for several years she traveled around the state teaching safe sanctuary leaders about safe sanctuary. You see, Jamie, as a youth director, and I as pastor, had to clean up a mess that someone on staff at a previous church who crossed healthy touch. Excuse me, my mic distracted me there. We've seen the pain not only of the victim and their family, but also the local church family, not to mention the larger United Methodist Church community and the body of Christ itself. Yes, we need programs like safe sanctuaries to deter the predators that are among us, but we cannot forget that healthy touch is equally as powerful in healing others. Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him. Many believe that the pendulum has swung so far away from healthy touch to no touch that it is one of the primary causes of violence in this country. Other higher touch societies have much less violence. Unhealthy touch is damaging, but we are beginning to understand that no touch, especially between parents and their children, can be just as damaging psychologically. Yes, Jesus stretched out his hand and touched the leper. There are literal physiological changes within our bodies, whether it's holding hands or petting a dog or getting a back rub. Touch can influence our physical and our emotional health. Studies have suggested that it may reduce stress by reducing the stress hormone cortisol, slowing heart rate, reducing blood pressure. Touch can ease arthritis, increase airflow in asthmatics, and improve our immune functions. It has been shown that babies who receive little physical affection develop abnormally. We are made to be touched. Did you hear me? We are made to be touched and held in wholesome ways. Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him. In your mind, when do you think the last time that this leper was touched? When do you think the last time this leper was touched? You see, in Jesus' day, they were scared of leprosy. They were so scared of leprosy that anything that looked remotely close, they would classify it as leprosy. I noticed in one of the versions of the Bible that I read as I was studying for this sermon, it said that the man was suffering from a virulent skin disease. Virulent skin disease.